You're listening to Like Mother, Like Son on WJFF.
And that's my mother, Patricia Adams.
And that's my son, Ramsey Adams.
Okay. The show is Like Mother, Like Son?
Yes. That's right, with
really?
A question mark.
With a question mark.
You know, it's a mother's son thing.
Good evening. You're listening to Like Mother, Like Son. That's my mother, Patricia Adams.
And that's my son, Ramsey Adams.
And we're with Neil Shawcross, one of the foremost artists of Ireland. He is a member of the Royal Ulster Academy in Belfast and the Royal Hibernian Academy of Arts in Dublin. His paintings have been shown in Ireland, Europe, China, and he even had a sold-out show here in Sullivan County last year. Neil, I remember looking at your paintings as a child, and one of your themes were bottles, Coke bottles, vases, all kinds of bottles, really. Why bottles? And have you moved on beyond bottles, or are you still painting bottles?
I always revisit my themes. At the time, well, I've always been interested in graphic art. I have a twin brother who was a graphic artist, so the interest was always there, although I went on to study painting. I just love walking around your hypermarkets. I just love being bombarded by this.
You may be the only person who loves Walmart. I don't know. The hypermarket, I love it.
Maybe it's innocent abroad, I think. But I could be walking and looking, walking down the aisles and looking at all these products, and about every 101 just hit me, and immediately I see it. The painting starts in my head. I can translate in terms of paint, and that's exactly the way I approach the portraits that I think I'm best known for in Ireland.
Now, have you sold your portraits of Coke bottles and Kiehl's and Clorox to the companies that...
No, just
I want to tell a story about Neil, and we were at an event together where there were little gifts, you know, and there were Kiehl sponsored it, the drug company, and the treats, the loot, as it were in Kiehl's bags. And the next morning, we were up in the kitchen. I'm always interested in what Neil is doing around our house because I know he's finding something that interests him. And I was talking along, and his back was to me, and he had his sketch pad out. And I looked around and said, what? He's standing in the corner. What is he doing? And he was sketching the Kiehl's bag that had held the goods. And it was a brown bag with a green lettering and black. And, Neil, you found it absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I've always found your house and the things that your husband, John, has collected. That's part of the interest in the bottles, too. I just wander around and I just know I'm going to find something that will trigger a painterly response.
Right.
That's why I've enjoyed being there so much.
Is it color, or is it design, or a combination?
It's a combination of everything. I don't question myself. I'm only too grateful that I am motivated.
Right.
And it's the same with any object, or particularly people. I don't consider myself a portrait painter. I'm a painter interested in images of people. And I don't work on commission, or very rarely. I can be in a local coffee shop and a total stranger walks in and boom, the painting has started in my head. So I don't know. I know the people that I paint are always very theatrical in that, particularly their dress.
So you know, I call you my uncle Neil Shawcross,
right.
Because it's easy for me to sort of put it all together that way, but you are actually my grandmother's sister's daughter's husband?
Yes.
There is a distant
okay,
family.
So that's why you've been in my house, ever, you know, on and off coming from Ireland ever since I'm a child. And that's for our listeners, that's the connection. But Neil has always come here to the United States and painted, and you've taught here, you've done workshops here. You're actually coming through Canada right now.
Yes. It was always a very laid-back situation. I was never, in fact, employed here. But I met a painter from Pennsylvania, and we used to do... It was almost a studio swap. I saw a few students, but it was mainly exchange of studio-based, yeah.
I want to go back to your portrait painting. You had a show at the Ulster Museum in Ireland recently of your portraits. And again, these you choose your subjects. So you really don't. People don't commission you to do
That's
a portrait,
right.
And they are dramatic and they're very interesting. Would you tell the story that your granddaughter Bonnie asking you about how your portraits?
Well, the loveliest responses have always been from children.
Uh-huh.
There was a primary school going round the exhibition at the Ulster Museum. And I did something that I would never ask my sitters what they think of the work.
Right.
If they volunteer, that's okay, but I wouldn't want to put them on a spot. But there was a group of primary school children going round, about 8 or 9 years of age. And I asked one little girl what she thought of the exhibition, and she said, not very much. I said, well, that she said, they're all scribbles. And I thought I was going to get somewhere.
Right.
I thought I'd really succeeded there. But my granddaughter, who's 11, came up to me a few weeks ago, and she said, Papa, do you know the way you like to paint ugly people? And I was thinking in my head, well, I thought interesting, but I've gone on with ugly. She said, why have you never done a self-portrait?
Children keep you humble.
That reminds me of my niece, Zelda. She asked why we have arms, and the answer was, well, to hold things, and she said, like cake. So, yeah, actually that's exactly why we have arms and to paint, of course.
Alright, we'll get right back to artist Neil Shawcross on Like Mother Like Son. Right now we're going to speak with another Irish English hybrid, one of our previous guests, Finn O'Loughlin. Welcome, Finn.
It's great to see you.
So tell me what you've been up to in the last few months.
The last few months I've been remixing and remastering the album Spawn of the Beast, of which you heard the limited edition of, and
we have a collector's item now.
And I've just played Joe's Pub maybe in June, and
you've got another gig coming up there again,
another
right?
gig coming up
tell
on
us about the next gig at Joe's Pub.
Well, playing August 22nd at 7:45, and there's a fellow on before me called John Francis at 7, so it's it's a double bill thing.
That's Wednesday, August 22nd, down at Joe's Pub, 7:45. Cool. So this is Finn O'Loughlin's Blues for America. You're listening to Like Mother, Like Son on Radio Jeff. This is Finn O'Loughlin, Blues for America. Listening to Like Mother, Like Son on Radio Jeff. Today our guest is Neil Shawcross.
So tell us a little bit about your medium. You, I've seen, I think, watercolors and oils and chalks.
Yeah,
and
I was trained in oil painting, and all the portraits that you would have seen, these big full-length portraits.
And these are very big.
Yeah, they're framed up, they're about 7 foot.
Uh-huh.
They're almost life-size, the figures, but... I don't think I could do those in any other medium, but I love watercolor. I got interested in using watercolor, observing school children. They of course just use watercolor paint, and I just started learning so much from how to paint from observing children. I had a long training. I was 7 years at art school, and loved every moment and got on really well. And I learned all the skills, if you wish. Mm-hmm. But the observing the children using them, just a pure emotional response, tapped a part of me that hadn't been tapped before. And I owe an awful lot to the observation of children. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. Also, you're getting an honorary doctorate from Queen's University of Belfast for your service to the arts community. In the community, and some of this is your work with young children. Now, you did some panels with the children a number of years ago, I remember.
Yes, the Arts Council of Northern Ireland had a scheme where artists went into schools to work with young... Well, it was both secondary school and primary, but I always preferred to work with the primary school, and I worked on large wall murals. But
yes.
We didn't paint directly on the wall because that would be difficult for the children, just logistically and physically difficult.
Right.
So we used to get these 8x4 Sundela boards, like a hard board, and we worked on those. And I did that for many years. One of my favorite, again, this lovely stories from what the response from children, but I was in this particular school. And the first thing I had to do, these boards were brought into the school, but they were unprimed. So before we did anything, I had to put a white primer on the surface. And you usually worked in the assembly hall. So I had these 6 or 7 boards flat on the floor, and I painted all of them this flat white. And I was just working on the last one when I saw this elderly gentleman walk in to the hall, and he walked right across my boards and stood on the board that I was painting. It turned out to be the local parish priest.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood chatting to me. He didn't realize he was just standing where I was painting, and said it was very nice for me to be in the school, and then standard off, leaving white footprints as he left. And a few minutes later, the headmaster came in to see him, and he said, "Oh, I see you've met the father." And he said he kind of comes in, he uses the school as a bit of a refuge because he's recently in the area, and he replaced a very fastidious and smart parish priest who rarely was seen around the village. If anybody wanted to see him, they went to him, but he was immaculately turned out all the time. And then this elderly priest is quite scruffy looking and loves going down to the local store, queues up for his morning paper, says hello to everybody, and he's very, very popular.
So this is life in what town?
Oh, this was in Strangford, County Down. But the housekeeper, who had been used to this previous, well, turned out, thought it was a bad reflection on her.
Oh.
That he looked so scruffy about town. So it was her goal in life to tidy this old fella up.
Right.
And the headmaster he comes in to get away from her. And he said, he sat down in the staff room this street, and he says, "Oh, thank goodness to get away from that woman for a while. She can't wait to get the clothes off me."
You know, let's talk a little bit about Northern Ireland. I mean, you know, in Ireland in general, what I find sort of fascinating about the whole situation there is that, you know, now that they all made a bunch of money on the internet, everybody seems to just be getting along peachy. And Ireland is famous for making, being successful on in internet companies, and
South of Ireland certainly is, but it has benefited so much from becoming part of Europe. It's fully engaged in with Europe. It's part of the Europe, the Euro.
I mean, I remember I broke my guitar. Do you remember this? No. My acoustic guitar was snapped in half at the neck. So you had a friend in a Catholic enclave who was a lutist, and you took me there under cover of night to his home fix my guitar. And it was a clandestine operation. I mean, it was something that we were going into a neighborhood that, you know, where it was a little funky. I mean, you don't remember that at all, taking me there?
Well, I remember going to see Jerry O'Gorman, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. I can't, I don't know why we were going at night, or it could have been, it's not just exactly as I remember it.
Well, I was young, so maybe I haven't glorified the story. But
I've been comfortable in any area I've traveled in Belfast.
Yes, Neil, you've lived there for many years through pretty rough times, and now, as Ramsey says, things have calmed down a bit. But it seems to me you could live someplace else. You married a woman from Northern Ireland, but you really liked living there, even with the troubles.
I've loved. I was born in England and studied in England, but. Came to Belfast in 1962, and I've been there since then. And I love it. I love Ireland.
Right. And the culture there.
In the art world that I frequent, there's no divisions.
Right.
I would exhibit as much in Dublin as I do in the north, yeah.
You know, we spoke about your work with children. Haven't you also worked with elders?
Yeah.
Doing?
Yeah. I'm fascinated by people who are getting on in years, and they may be at the day center or something,
right.
And given paints as therapy.
Right.
But there are some who have a wonderful innate feeling for paint, and mm-hmm. that always excited me. They'd know none of the training that I received,
right.
But their work and their paintings were
well.
Just
now, what
exciting.
Do you actually say to an older person with they've got paper and paint? I mean, and you're there to either guide or encourage. Do you just say, I mean, you must say something to get them started.
Well, a good deal of the time that I visited art groups, it was observing a good deal of the time,
right. So they're already doing projects.
Yeah, they were already practicing.
Right.
And there was the usual. In fact, most people wanted to just paint a picture, copy a postcard or something.
Right.
But there was always, no matter what group of people I visited, there was always this type of person who didn't think much of their work.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they could paint. But I found it so interesting because they weren't copying anything. They were painting things they either knew around or memories. Most of them painted from memory.
From memory. Mm-hmm.
And that fascinated me, yeah. It was because it was a historical record, too.
Now, I like the way you describe seeing an object, and then it's as though a little light comes on inside of you relating to that that way of painting. I mean, the way painters see the world and artists see the world is fascinating to me.
See, I was always trained to observe,
mm-hmm.
and I need that trigger.
Right.
My favorite artists don't observe. They feel. My favorite living artist is Howard Hodgkin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And just his raw emotion and energy. Without that, to me, painting is just mechanics. Yeah.
Right. And do you feel that all painting should have some sort of tension in it, or would you say energy is the same as tension?
Yeah, for me, yeah. It's an emotional response to either an idea or something like a figure that I would respond to.
Don't question me for answers. I've got none today. I don't mind tomorrow I may. Don't answer me with questions while I pass the time of day. You're the one who's sure to find a way. All the green of the grass, all the blue of the sky, it's enough to stop me asking why. All the green of the grass, all the blue of the sky, it's enough to satisfy me till I die. Don't spend your time in worry while you change your life around. Did you try to smile before you frowned?
And that was more music from Finn O'Loughlin, and now back to our interview with Neil Shawcross, Ramsey and Patricia Adams on Like Mother, Like Son here on Radio Jeff.
Let's talk a little bit about the business of painting. I mean, you know, one thing that you have done, which is just so amazing, is you've really been, you know, successful. You've been recognized as a great living painter, which is, you know, most people have to wait and die before they get, you know, my paintings. I'm waiting for, you know, my great great grandchildren will benefit from my fabulous sketches I did when I was 9. But you know, in Ireland, there's a whole different sort of business from, you know, taxes and all that stuff. I mean, as a painter, I read an article about how they tax living art. They estimate the values of paintings to insure them and all kinds. I mean, it's a whole different world over there than here. Is that changed since the European Union, or is it still sort of an archaic tax code?
Well, in the south of Ireland, artists don't pay tax. They pay value-added tax on all the galleries do, but they live tax-free like writers, musicians. I think that may be changing, but it's a wonderful thing. The art, you being in the arts in Ireland, you are really treated in an elevated. You have an elevated because it's so important to them. It's wonderful the way their interest in music, literature, and the visual arts. I feel I'm in a wonderful place, and there's great support for the arts, and you just flourish. You know? Mm-hmm. It's really on a high. But it always was there, particularly in literature and the music. It's the visual arts have come good.
One wonderful thing about knowing Neil is not only is it fun to be with him because he'll be walking down the, you know, the food lane in Peck, and he'll see the Mott's apple juice jar and just say, oh, look at that. And or the VH, I mean, you know, he sees color, he sees design, and it's fun to be with him. And is a great collector of various things. So a great joy of life. And one thing Neil also does, which I don't always follow him, is this morning on a cold June day, he went swimming in the river. He goes swimming every day wherever he is, yeah, including Ireland. You have certain routines, which are good food and good swimming.
That's every day, 365 days of the year, if you can get in a body of water, if it's not frozen.
If there's water there, whatever the temperature, I am there. And the colder. And it can't ever be.
The routine started with alcohol in the teenage years, right? I mean,
there's a beautiful area of Northern Ireland called in Strangford Loch. I don't think you ever went in, but your cousin nearly died in there, didn't he, when he jumped in? Got out very quickly.
Right.
But, once you're doing it over the years, there's absolutely no problem. A couple of friends and myself, we swam off the coast of Massachusetts last December. And we're still here.
Well, we're coming to the end of our interview, but Neil, tell us a little bit about what you're doing now in your painting, and what is your focus?
Yeah, well, the last exhibition I had was entitled Bottle Portraits.
Okay.
The bottles that Ramsey referred to were not huge paintings, but someone asked me, would I do a painting of a Coke bottle, but in the style and the size that I do my portraits?
You mean the really big ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the bottle would be about 6 or 7 foot, and I thought, come on. I don't mind being pushed in certain areas. It's good for you at times. So I thought and thought about it, and I said, oh, I'll go for this. And when I painted it, I was delighted.
Oh, okay.
So I had in a whole series. So that was an exhibition I had just recently. But the portraits are always full length, mm-hmm. and I'm very fascinated with costume. But I've seen so many people over the years that have wonderful heads, but
ugly heads, you mean?
Interesting.
By the way, you can't. You're not allowed to paint me now. Now that I know the criteria is ugly, I think my ego couldn't handle it.
So, recently I did a very quick head, just a head study for some charity.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just going through the motions of a sketch of my friend's head. It was very interesting. Quite ugly, too. <you see. laughs> And I thought, I was really delighted with it. So I thought, all these people that I've seen with wonderful faces but haven't attracted to me, because I haven't painted them because I know I couldn't keep it right down to their shoes.
Right.
Now I'm going to concentrate on heads for a while.
Oh, well, that'll be fun to see.
What is Hibernian? You're always, you're the Hibernian this, Hibernian landscape.
Hibernian is the old name for Ireland, as far as I know. Right. Yeah, and it's... that's it.
Well, Neil is a great artist from the Hibernian Isles, or do they put it that way? Visiting in America, Neil's going to continue his journeys, going to antique shop looking for old postcards and small objects, because you're always finding beautiful things everywhere. And it's been wonderful to talk to you,
Neil,
with Like Mother, Like Son.
Tell us and our listeners where they can see your paintings and how they would buy one if they wanted to.
My agent in Belfast is the Tom Caldwell Galleries, and in Dublin it's the Pepper Canister Gallery.
And you spell your name Neil, N-E-I-L?
Yes.
Shawcross.
S-H-A-W-C-R-O-S-S.
Neil, thanks for being on Like Mother, Like Son.
It's been a pleasure.
Mom,
great to talk to you. Good night.
Good night.
Visit us online at www.likemotherlikeson.org and let us know what you think of the show.
Good night.